Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Whether it's dried dragon fruit slices or cocktail syrups or gin fusion packs, spicing up our drinks is becoming a big thing, especially since COVID. One young entrepreneur started her own business while still at university, supplying these botanicals to bars and hotels during lockdown. And now she's mushroomed her business to become a big player in the sector in the UK, US and even the UAE. They're called Drink Botanicals Ireland and they're one of the winners of the National Enterprise Awards. And its founder is Laura McCarthy, who's sitting in front of me. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you very much for having me here this morning.
Tell us what Drink Botanicals Ireland actually sell.
So Drink Botanicals Ireland specialises in a range of dried garnishes, be it dehydrated oranges, limes, lemons, and also a range of natural-based syrups. So the products are very versatile. As you said, they can be used for cocktails, but it's funny enough, a lot of bakeries would order from us as well, or people use the garnishes for tea infusions. So I suppose overall, the products are very versatile for everyone to use.
I'm guessing you don't grow limes or grapefruit in Ranelagh.
Exactly, yeah. A lot of the, unfortunately, we don't have the climate here in Ireland for a lot of the fruit, but everything's brought into our HQ. Actually, we moved to a bigger facility there in Dublin 12, which I purchased recently, and everything is packaged in-house and then it would go out to our distributors.
And does it come in already dried?
Yes, so we have, and then everything's packaged in-house and then goes out. So we ship out to our distributors in Ireland. We also launched on Amazon the UK and the US. Only launched on Amazon the US the last quarter of 23. We're the fourth bestseller in our category, which is pretty insane for a small Irish business.
And they take a serious cut, I'm guessing, of your sales.
They do. They take a margin, but at the end of the day, it is worth it because we work on prime delivery. So we ship into their fulfillment centres, be it New York, California, you name it. And it can be at someone's doorstep within 2 days in the US. So you obviously are giving away a bit more of a margin, but if you do your homework before and make sure that you're making the margins you want to, everything works out in the end.
How did you get on the shelves in the supermarkets in Ireland and the hotels? Did you literally go into them and say hello?
I suppose it all started in my local off-licence, Redmond's and Ranelagh. I knocked on his door and said, what do you think? We had one product to start. It was a gin fusion kit, a botanical stout, your gin and tonic. And he thought it was a great idea. I was only 20 at the time. I was still studying in college. Went back to him a week later with a prototype. He started laughing at me like, Laura, I think this could sell. Got listed in Redmond's and Ranelagh to start. Got a phone call from the week later, so they were sold out. So then literally went knocking on hundreds of Super Values, you name it, across the country. And I think at the start of my business, they were willing to support a young entrepreneur. And then it just grew from there. We launched new products, especially during COVID. The cocktails took off, cocktail kits. And then it was during after COVID, the dried garnishes and natural based syrups were launched in the market. And we got huge, how do you say, response from 5-star hotels like Ashford Castle, the Conrad, Dublin Airport to our distributors, the bars, restaurants there. And then we just launched in the UAE this year as well in January. So that was huge.
Excuse me. Non-drinking markets are also busy.
Exactly. And as I was saying, like before we spoke about it, that there's a lot of expats in the UAE. They want their 5-star hotels and their cocktails. But apart from that, there's a lot of mocktails as well being consumed in the UAE. It's a huge market and it's only the start, really. But I suppose I was saying to you earlier, all of this growth in the business probably wouldn't have happened only from the support. A lot of it was helped with the support of the local enterprise office. They've really helped the growth in the business. We went to a trade show in Birmingham last year and that's where we met Safco International. And I suppose without getting the TAME grant from the local enterprise office. The TAME grant, T-A-M-E. Without getting that grant, I suppose it wouldn't have incentivized me or pushed me to go to this trade show because they helped with the funding of it. And it wasn't as much of a risk where if the business was to fund it itself. And I suppose, as I'm just saying, without them, I don't think we would have launched in the UAE.
And did you do any market research before you started this product, age 20?
Absolutely. I've always had an entrepreneurial mindset, I suppose, always thinking of opportunities to focus on something that others aren't doing, or if they are doing it, do it differently. Like in the US, we do have competitors, and in the UK, but we are specializing the variety we offer, the quality we offer, And I suppose the brand recognition we're getting from that makes us stand out from those in the market. And I think that can be seen by our reviews. And we have Amazon Choice badges across the UK and the US. And we're standing out there, and there's a reason for that. So always thinking of new innovative ways to capitalize on things. Always thinking what's next. But I think the US is a huge market for us, and hopefully we can find a distributor there to grow it in the on-trade even more.
And would you be a takeover target, would you say, at some point, that some bigger drinks company, like, I don't know, Diageo?
Never say never. Always in the back of my head, there is kind of an exit strategy there. But at the moment, I'm really enjoying the growth of the business and getting stuck in and seeing it go from strength to strength. So, exciting times ahead.
Laura, thanks very much for coming in. That's Laura McCarthy, the founder of Drink Botanical Ireland. That's drinkbotanicalireland.ie.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.